For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. PSU men's hockey team lost twice last weekend on the road at St. Cloud State, second-ranked team in the country. We'll host Minnesota State this weekend, joined by sophomore goalie Hank Johnson out of Minneapolis. Second-ranked team in the country, you're right with them on Friday, a couple of bounces away from winning the game. Saturday, things got away from you guys a little bit, but knowing how close you were on Friday, does that make losing any easier at all on Saturday?
Obviously, none of us like to lose, but I think we're pretty happy with the effort we put up this weekend.
Last weekend, there were 15 players that were either in their first or second year. As a collective group, you know, young guys are going to make mistakes, but how much does a game like last Friday, where you're so close, help you guys realize that, you know what, you're not that far off?
Yeah, I think we're all gaining confidence as the season goes on. The forwards are starting to open up a lot more offensively, and the D have been steady all year, so I think we're coming a long way.
You didn't play a ton last year, knowing that Bitz was graduating. Did you do anything different in the summer to get ready for the year, or are you just kind of doing what you've always done?
I worked a lot harder this past year in the weight room and getting stronger, and then this summer on ice, I mostly worked a lot on getting back to the things I did in junior that made me successful. So a lot of just refocusing on the things that I did back then that I could carry into this year.
Is it easier to be consistent when you're seeing consistent ice time?
Obviously, you get more confidence the more you play. So yeah, it definitely helps. But with our team, it's pretty easy to step in there and have confidence in all the guys.
You made a couple of saves on Friday night that I have no idea how you made. When you make a big save, how do you try to forget it as best as you can and worry about the next one?
You kind of gain some confidence. Sometimes you even surprise yourself a little bit, but you try to flush it away just like a bad goal. You can't really get too high or too low.
How have you and Zach approached the rotation of you Friday and he Saturday?
I just focus on Friday, and then he goes in and does his job on Saturday. We don't really talk about it too much.
Played juniors for the Brockville Braves of the CCHL. Minneapolis to a town the size of Brockville to Bemidji does not seem like a real straight route from here to there. How was your junior career?
It was good. I learned a lot up there, and it's about an hour outside of Ottawa. I got a lot of minutes, which was good, and I played on a couple good teams that won a lot of games, and then I played my second year team that lost a lot of games, so kind of been in both situations, and I think that helped a lot.
How big of towns are in that league? I should say, how small of towns are in that league?
There's some pretty small ones. The one I played in was pretty similar to Bemidji, though.
All right. Minnesota State, certainly as good as St. Cloud State is. How do you guys torque it back up again 2 weeks in a row?
I think it's pretty easy once you get into the season. You just kind of rely on the things that you do every week. Get in the weight room on Monday and Wednesday, and the coaches have pretty similar practices throughout the week. It's not really hard. It's just kind of keep doing the things you're doing every week.
Best of luck.
Thank you.